This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back with our exit interview, Friday edition for our latest Survivor cast off. We're going to be talking with a Lindsay here. It's a Lindsay will be joining us for our exit interview podcast. And so we will talk about what went on at the Coco Tribe. I've been wondering for two straight days now. And so we will get to the bottom of everything. Had a great recap on Thursday with Chanel Howell from Survivor 42. Talked about a lot of the things that she is seeing in this season and much more in our Survivor recap. And I will be speaking on Friday evening with our very interactive feedback show as Maggie Morgan will join me at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time live to answer all the Survivor feedback questions. If you have voicemails, get them in. robiswebsite.com/voicemail. I see that Lindsay is here on the line. Let's go ahead and patch her in. You can watch this on our YouTube channel as well at robiswebsite.com/YouTube. Here's Lindsay. Hey, Lindsay. Good morning. Rob Cesternino. Very sad to see you out of the game. I'm looking forward to talking with you about what happened.
I'm excited to talk with you. I've been listening to your past couple of podcast. So I know you've got lots of questions.
I have lots of questions for you because, when I see a circumstance like yours where it's like everything was going fine, but all of a sudden, Lindsay, all of a sudden just got paranoid for no reason. I have to feel like there's more to the story. So I guess first question, did you have good reason to be paranoid?
Well, what do you think? I mean, do you think after 9 days of playing a pretty solid game that all of a sudden 2 hours before tribal council, I'm just going to all of a sudden get paranoid?
Yeah, the vibes were off, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. And I got to be honest with you, like hearing you say that just meant the world to me because I was so concerned that the Survivor community and fans would think that like, this is really how I went out, and it didn't. I'll be completely honest. Like my paranoia is what got me voted out of the game, but it was justified in my opinion. So we'll start off earlier in the day. Gio had come up to me and told me, Lindsay, they're going to vote you out tonight. And Ryan threw your name out. And I said, well, why? Ryan and I had had a great relationship. I was very valuable. And Ryan wanted to make sure that we were winning challenges and that we were doing great around camp, and Ryan and I made a great team out there. So for Ryan to just randomly throw my name out there after him wanting to go for Cassidy for like the last 9 days was very strange to me. But that's when you start to see my paranoia set in. There were a ton of red flags leading up to that. I was worried about Carla. Carla had made some comments earlier in the day about if I was going to play my shot in the dark or not. She was very concerned that I would figure out that she was playing both sides. So the conversations that we were having just weren't matching up to like what the actual story was. The paranoia definitely set in.
Okay. So I guess my question is, and I'm not sure if you know this from, your experience out there was, I thought that maybe Carla specifically was looking to get you out because you had a close relationship with James. Was that how you saw it?
I don't think she was concerned that I had a close relationship with James. James doesn't get enough credit for his social game. Carla, Cassidy, and I all believed the entire time that we were James's number one, that we were closest with James. So James deserves credit for that. Carla was concerned that I was a threat in the game. I don't think Carla had any intention of working with me long term because she was worried that once we hit the merge, I would go out on my own.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel especially betrayed by James, that you felt like was a very close ally of yours? And then in the episode, we saw that a lot of assurances given to you. Hey, Lindsay, it's not going to be you. Stop being paranoid. You're safe.
Yes. So my relationship with James was difficult for me to process out there because I wanted to work with James. I wanted to trust him. But I've lived in Philly long enough to know Philly guys. And I knew that James wasn't playing anybody but me. I'm not looking for idols. Like, James is smart. James is incredibly smart out there. And so I knew he was doing something. I just couldn't pinpoint what. There was a moment where when Cody came to raid our beach, we were trying to have a conversation with him about the journey that Noelle and James had gone on. And I had brought it up because I wanted to see what Cody's take on what happened at the journey was. It was my way of trying to figure out if James had lied to us. James told us, I didn't risk my vote. I'm still on y'all's side. I didn't necessarily believe that at the time. I wanted to believe it, but I just wasn't sure. And when Cody started talking about it, James shut the conversation down pretty quickly. And I had spoken with Carla and Cassidy about it. And I said, was that just me? Or did James get kind of weird when Cody started talking about it? And they both agreed with me. So that was a huge red flag for me.
Okay.
Did you want to ask a question?
I just want to see if I can try to understand. Okay. So who, like, was it, Ryan was the person that threw your name out first and then James and Carla jumped on board with it? Is that how you would say it went?
No, I couldn't figure out where Ryan had gotten my name from. I'm wondering if it was Cassidy at the time. I know Carla and James had no intention of voting me out that night until after my paranoia set in.
Got it.
I was trying to stay loyal to Gio because Gio had told me that it was me going home that night. So when I approached Carla and James about it, I started out just kind of, hey, I'm thinking it's me tonight. I have a feeling that, you know, something might be going on. And they played dumb. They're like, we don't know what you're talking about. I wasn't willing to say at that moment, hey, Gio just told me my name's being thrown out there. I wanted to see if they were going to say, hey, Lindsay, we know that James and that Ryan and Gio are throwing your name out, but it's good. We all know that it's going to be Gio. Don't worry about it. And that's when Carla, I said to Carla, hey, can we go talk and have a conversation? And Carla shut me down immediately, which she normally never does. She also said to me, in an aggressive for her way, based off of the way that we had been speaking to each other for the last 9 days, she was like, you're not going to play your shot in the dark, are you? And of course, all these different things are adding up to me and I am getting paranoid. So, but I also think it was rightfully so. I mean, I think on like day 3 or 4, Carla and Cassidy had a conversation about me. Do we think Lindsay is trustworthy? Are we worried about her as a threat? Is she going to be able to stick with us? So while I think that it was my paranoia that got me out, Carla and James and Cassidy deserve more credit for their gameplay. It wasn't just about paranoia. They're better players than that.
Who would have been your preference to go out from the group?
Gio.
Okay. If you could have done anything differently, is there anything that you feel like that you wish you could have changed?
Yeah, I wish I would have just kept my mouth shut and trusted them. But it's hard. As a Survivor fan, right, and somebody that's been watching the show for so long, for us to keep Gio's name for 9 days, it's unrealistic. I mean, at some point, somebody is going to try to make a big move. And I was worried that they were trying to blindside me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just, from my own experience, in a 6-person tribe, like, I definitely feel like that in hindsight, I wish I would have acted more about my paranoia, doesn't mean that, you know, they're not still gonna like go in that direction, just because, you are starting to ask questions about it also.
Right.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, of course I know that it was my paranoia that sent me home, but I just felt like they were lying to me. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. I'd love to know more about the reaction to Cody's visit from the episode. So can you just talk a little bit about, like, how was that received by Coco? And then in the aftermath, once, you know, he walked away with the stuff that he got, how did the tribe feel about the experience?
I don't think it was that big of a deal. I mean, we knew that they were coming for us. I honestly, when I saw Carla's confessional, I was really surprised. I didn't think it was that bad. I knew that they were trying to weaken us. So I wasn't surprised in any way that they came for us. I just wanted to make sure that they didn't take our machete. That was my biggest concern. Take whatever you want. Don't take our machete. The fishing gear, while it was great, we were catching fish, but they were small and we were eating so many other things that wasn't a big deal. And I definitely wanted to give them kind of an olive branch. Like, okay, we see Baca and Vessie working together, but maybe we can kind of drive a wedge in there and make it so if Cody thinks that we're giving him things to strengthen their tribe, he would be more willing to work with us and kind of pay us back for what we did for them once the merge hit.
So we saw in the immunity challenge, the way that it ended with Vessie giving the, you know, some help to Baca to put them over the top. You said that there's, you know, some people that you want to get payback against when you get to the merge. Now, unfortunately, you didn't get that opportunity, but who were the targets for your payback?
So one of them would have been Cody. In that moment, I was referring to both the tribes, for working together to get us out. I was also referring to Cody for coming. Cody came in and he was like, everybody wants me to take the machete. Like, we're coming for you guys. He came in pretty hot and hard. He also made it look like, but that's not what I want to do. Like that's what my tribe wants me to do, but I'm just trying to, I'm just chilling. I don't want to make any waves. But I was also talking about Ryan because at the time, I thought it was Ryan that was leading the charge to get me voted out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you see the alliances on Coco during your time there?
Okay. So we always knew Ryan and Gio were a pair. They were always off together exploring. One of the current concerns that I had, and you guys didn't see it, was I had gone through Gio's bag in the first couple of days, and I found a map. Not realizing it was the map to the Sweat or Savvy Challenge. I thought it was a map to Immunity Idol.
Yes.
And okay.
Another person going through the bags this season.
Yes, I definitely did. Because I'm a firm believer that like anything goes. Like there are no rules in Survivor. So then the girls ended up going through Gio's bag as well because I had a really hard time trying to figure the map out. So I asked them to go through the bag as well. But I always knew that Cassidy was going to be the vote for Gio and Ryan, which again was why I was concerned when all of a sudden them going for Cassidy was now turned on me. Gio never wanted me to go home. He wanted Cassidy to go home. So that's why he gave me that information that day on the island.
Okay. Cause it was my read on what was happening was that, okay, that everybody was in on it, that they were going to vote for you and that Gio put a vote on Cassidy, that was in case you played the shot in the dark. You feel like that Gio was just left out of the plan and that he went for Cassidy because that's what he wanted.
No, Gio wasn't left out of the plan. Gio just didn't want me to go home. Yeah. Gio wanted Cassidy to go home. Gio didn't want Carla to get the credit for that vote. He wanted to be able to call the shots that night. Gio caught wind that Carla was playing both sides. And the reason it was easy for Carla to put the vote on me that night was she saw Gio and I talking and she knew that her game was getting a little bit messy in the sense that one of us were going to figure out that Carla was playing both sides. And so she knew if I take Lindsay out, that's one less person that's going to be able to blow up my game.
Was there a lot of friction between Gio and Cassidy?
Yes.
Yes. Can you tell us why?
Yes. It was their personalities. We had a lot of issues over how to cut the cassava, how to cook the cassava, but in the grand scheme of things, we really got along as a tribe. From day one, as you guys know, in my pregame, I always talked about wanting to have an all-girls alliance. I wasn't willing to just do any girls. Carla, Cassidy, and I really bonded out there and we clicked immediately. And so I knew that I would work with them. And then we all wanted James to come in. James doesn't get enough credit for his social game. All three of us girls thought that we were James's number one. And I think that speaks volumes to the game that he was playing out there.
Is there anything else about your experience at Coco that we didn't get to see that you think would be fun to let people know about?
Say necessarily, you know, anything that you missed. I just wish you guys could have seen more of our tribe dynamic. We were all extremely close. So the fact that they were willing to flip on me at the last moment, I think if you guys had been able to see how close we were and how tight we were and how willing we were to work together, I think it would have made my vote out a little bit more shocking.
Yeah. Jeff said, had asked the group about how much scrambling was going on, and that the group was saying that the scrambling was going on up until the last second. How close do you think you were to staying?
I think I was definitely pretty close. My frustration was when, after I found out that Gio, and Ryan were, or that Ryan was gonna, want to vote me out. Ryan and I had a lot of time to talk and he was avoiding me. Ryan was avoiding me because he didn't want to lie to me. He didn't want to have that conversation with me. He was off having conversations with everyone else. And so my anger at Tribal that night, you see it go on Ryan. And Ryan deserves an apology for that because I definitely was very angry with him that day and he didn't deserve it. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lindsay, again, very sad to see you go out from the game, but very nice to get the chance to talk to you. Your kitchen is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're in Raleigh right now, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I went to NC State, so
cool.
I hope you're enjoying it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's very nice here. All right. Well, Lindsay, hope we get the chance to talk more in the future. And thanks again for coming on and making some time to talk with us. Okay.
Yeah, thanks for giving me your time today, Rob. I appreciate it.
Okay, you got it. All right, everybody, there you have it. There's Lindsay. Some great background on everything that was going on at Coco. I definitely feel like I understand that vote a lot more. And I do think that the paranoia, it does sound like, was a factor there for some of the stakeholders and decision makers on Coco. But Lindsay was a great sport about the whole thing. And so really enjoyed getting the chance to talk with her. Of course, we have the ultimate good sport. Jordan Kalish is here. He is going to tell us about what happened on This Week in Survivor History right after a quick break. All right, everybody, we are back to talk to a man who has it all figured out here about everything that's happened on this very week in the history of a little show we like to call Survivor. Here he is. It's Jordan Kalish. Jordo, how are you?
Doing great. We do like to call it Survivor. What if it wasn't called Survivor, what do you think we should be calling it? What's like a good name for the show if they had to rebrand?
The Tribe Has Spoken.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. You like it?
It's a good, very iconic Survivor phrase. I think people would know what they were getting into.
T-T-H-S.
Tribe, yes. Tribe is quite it's a good hashtag. wouldn't it be T-T-H-S?
Yes. The Tribe Has Spoken. T-T-H-S.
They should call it this week. This week in Survivor, because then
this week in the Tribe Has Spoken.
It's not history. It's just This Week in Survivor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was actually, I think we figured it out years ago, Rob.
Yep. Okay. All right, Jordan, how are you doing?
Doing pretty well. In the swing of, the coaching, the teaching, everything's going pretty nicely. Doing great. This loving the season of Survivor. Watching House of the Dragon, Team Black all the way, baby.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. Big fan. So,
all right, Jordan, let's get into it. Okay. Jordan, for new listeners, Jordan has been coming back for many years to give us a little bit of a anecdote about what was going on. Then we said, let's turn it into a quiz. And I used to play against people. Then we ran out of people who would come on and do it. And then now I just do it against myself.
Yeah, it's Rob v. Rob. It's, you know, we've sort of, yeah, it started as a blog actually, Rob. Mm-hmm. If you really want to get into the, this week in Survivor sure. history, it was a blog.
Sure. And then, yeah. I mean, before that it used to be a column in the local paper.
Yeah. I wrote it for my high school's, paper, the Survivor Gazette. Mm-hmm. And now it's blossomed. It's gone full bloom, and it's
fully matured. And here we are. Yeah. Okay. So Jordan, tell us a little bit about, what was going on this very week in the history of, the Tribe Has Spoken, Survivor.
All right. So we're going to get into some votes that happened this week in Survivor history. These are going to be, people who, got voted out, where the person with the second most votes had two votes. And I'm going to tell you who got voted out. I am going to tell you who had the second most votes. But you're going to have to tell me who cast the other vote for the person who had the second most votes. So whoever had two votes, obviously the person who got voted out cast one of the votes. Who cast the other one?
Oh, my God.
You're going to get 2 points if you're able to answer it without the multiple choice, and only 1 point if you can answer it with the multiple choice. In the whole in the whole quiz today, there's two different games that we're playing. You need 18 total points to win.
Wow.
And, 18 total points would be a perfect score. You need 14 to win. So most you could get on this game is going to be 12 points.
You know me. I love a challenge.
Let's do it. So, going all the way back to Survivor Africa, Diane Ogden, this is the first episode of Survivor Africa, going back to a premiere. Diane was voted out 6-2 over our good friend Clarence. Besides Diane, who voted for Clarence? You have a chance to answer it without the multiple choice. First, if you get it wrong, you can still get the multiple choice.
So I believe that famously, people were upset with Clarence over the Cherry Gate, and I believe it was none other than Big Tom that cast a vote for Clarence. That's my answer.
So Big Tom, this is somebody that you played with on the Shapara tribe.
Yep.
That is correct. Big Tom was the other vote for Clarence. I think he knew what was going on there, but he was not too happy about the cherries. So you start with 2 points. Good job. And we are going to go two
Cha-ching.
Seasons later. Yeah, we're going two seasons later to everyone's favorite season, Survivor Thailand.
Yeah.
Where Gandia, also a friend of the podcast, was voted out 4-2 over Clay Jordan. Besides Gandia, who voted for Clay?
So I believe it was another person that has actually both Helen and Jan have appeared on Talking with T-Bird. And I do believe that it was this summer's more recent of those two great guests. That I believe it was Jan Gentry that voted for the late, great Clay Jordan.
So Jan Gentry, I did really enjoy this Talking with T-Bird podcast.
She was phenomenal.
She was great. She was a lot of fun. You are 2-2. I'd love to hear her back on at some point. I don't know if she's watching current. I think she is. I think she said she does watch Survivor.
If anybody missed that over the summer, there's one point towards the end that I was crying during, and not like sad crying. I was that was probably during Tim Bertina. I was sad crying.
Tears of joy for Rob on
tears. Tears of joy. We're not talking about the mole or Wilmer Flores.
Yeah. He did eventually get traded, right?
Yes, he's been a big part of the San Francisco Giants for the last couple of years. He did not get traded. He left as a free agent.
Do you think he
has had a very nice career post Mets with the Giants?
Good for him. Look, a lot of times outfielders leave.
People were hoping the Mets would trade for Wilmer Flores at the trade deadline. And honestly, anything would have been better than what they did at the trade deadline.
Hey, I didn't want to bring it up. I was going to let you bring up the Mets if you wanted to talk about
it. I think
them.
The Giants re-signed Wilmer Flores. That's why they said, hey, here's Darren Ruff. You know why they call him Ruff, right?
It's a little rough around the
edges.
It's
a little rough.
Yeah, a lot of times outfielders leave New York for the San Francisco Giants, and they have a nice career there. I'm hoping that doesn't happen with any of the Yankees star players. But
why? Okay, who'd that happen? Would it happen with Melky Cabrera?
No, I'm saying I hope it doesn't happen with Aaron Judge.
Oh,
let's go to we're gonna go straight down the line. Two seasons later, we're going to Survivor Pearl Islands. You're a perfect 4 points right now. Burton Roberts voted out 5-2 over Krista. Besides Burton, who voted for Krista? This is the first time Burton was voted out.
The first time. So I think it was, I'm going to say it was a young woman who I don't recall if I ever got to meet her, but I believe her name is Michelle.
Michelle was
Michelle
a player.
Michelle Tesoro, does that sound right?
Michelle Tesoro, I could confirm, was a player on Survivor Pearl Islands. And I could also confirm that she voted for Krista at this tribal council. I didn't know if you'd get that one without the multiple choice, but you did.
I think that Johnny Fairplay told Sean Cohen, a.k.a. Jebediah Kovad, that right before the end, like, hey, trust me, Burton's going tonight.
Yeah, Sean and Burton were allies. Sean is the one that I thought you might say. He was going to be one. Actually, Sean and Fairplay were the two answers in the multiple choice besides Michelle. So you haven't had to go to the multiple choice yet. I will also say that I once did a Sporkle quiz, and it was all of, I believe, the, was it like the Borneo to Palau contestants, and the only one I missed was Michelle Tesoro. I couldn't think of her name. I knew she was the one from the gross food eating, and I couldn't think of it. So you were a perfect 6 for 6. We have a couple more of these. We have Blake Towsley.
Oh,
this is a famous episode of Survivor. This is the 17 year anniversary of the Bait Blake episode of Survivor.
Yes.
So Blake was voted out 5-2 over Brian Corden. Besides Blake, who voted for Brian?
Besides Blake, who voted for Brian? I'm going to say that it was, what is that guy's name? I'm going to say there's so many B's in that season. I think it's Brandon.
So Brandon, there are a lot of B's in that season. The killer bees.
I don't even like the little bee name.
someone would call them the killer bees. Brandon Bellinger, related to Clay Bellinger and Cody Bellinger. He's also the correct answer to this question. So again, you don't need the multiple choice. And this was a tough one. He did not care about the Bait Blake. He didn't care that Blake was telling all these stories. He wanted him around, baby. So you have a perfect 8 points so far. You're doing very well on the quiz. I think the last two are going to be the hardest two. So let's go to the next one.
We'll see about that.
Famous vote in Survivor history. Jackie Berg voted out 5-2 over Kelly Zarnicki in Survivor Gabon. Besides Jackie, who voted for Kelly? This is a tough one.
Besides Jackie. Boy. And this really happened? This wasn't like a fan fiction?
No, it was a battle of the Titans.
This wasn't a Brand Steel?
Okay. Jackie versus Kelly.
And who went home?
Jackie went home,
and Jackie and another person voted for Kelly Zarnicki. Yeah.
Fun fact, I wasn't going to have multiple choice as an option on this game, and then I got to these last two and was like, okay, I think we might have to add some multiple choice here.
Okay. Another person, I'm going to say, how about Ace? Was Ace in that tribe?
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware store. let me do that again. Yeah.
You know, sometimes they say, you have two aces. Oh, no, that's you're unbeatable if you have two aces.
Yeah, that's you should be. Look, one of them sometimes works out and the other one doesn't work out. And then you have Chris Bassett, who unfortunately did not work out too well in that game. But Ace, you are correct. So again, without the multiple choice, you have done what I thought was the impossible and have gone so far 10 for 10 in this game. There's one more.
Wow. Rarefied
air. This one, I think, is just as hard. Tyrone was voted out 6-2 over Nayanka in Survivor Nicaragua. Besides Tyrone, who voted for Nayanka?
Okay.
You remember who was on Survivor Nicaragua?
I do. And so I think that what happened was, some of the young people came over. I want to say they did the swap. And some of the young folks came over. And I think it was Benry. And I think it was that dirt squirrel that I don't remember her name.
The dirt squirrel. I can't say her name,
Nayanka,
but she was my winner.
Was there. And maybe Purple Kelly also. And then it was Holly Hoffman. And she's like, I get along good with these young kids. I don't get along with these old folks. And I think that maybe the other person that was there, I'm going to say for the win in a perfect game, I think it was Dan, is this mandatory Lembo?
Dan would have been very impressive if you ran the table here, but that is unfortunately incorrect.
He wasn't with them.
So here's the thing. You could still rectify this. You could get a point. Here are the multiple choice options. We have A, Alina, the dirt squirrel, B, Benry, and C, Eve Rojas.
Oh, okay. It's Eve. I thought Eve was gone.
Eve was not gone. Eve was there, and Eve did vote for Nyanka. Eve would actually be gone in the next time this tribe went to tribal, Eve was gone. Dan was there. You actually got all the people that were there, but Dan did vote for Tyrone.
I thought that Eve had gone out before Tyrone, but...
If anyone could relate to the young crew, it is Dan Lembo. Yep. Dan Lembo. So, Rob, do you think if you were on Survivor, there was like the old people, the younger people? Do you think, are you with the other fogies, or are you like connecting with the young people? Because I feel like most of your friends are pretty young.
Most of my friends are pretty young. Yeah, I feel like that. Look, if it's all young people, like in a group, like, am I going to get along with them? Probably no. I'll be like the butt of all the jokes. But I do think, you know. I for the most part feel like I could get along with just about anybody. So one on one, I like my chances. There's like 12 young people and just me. I'm definitely the outcast.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think that checks out. I could see it. But we have one more game here. We have one more game. We're not doing we're no verbal rebus this week. I feel like I don't know if that has to be every week. I think that could be a sometimes.
No, definitely does not. Food. It does not. Yeah.
So you did not get the perfect score. You got 11 points on this. You need a total of 14 to win the game. So you actually have to get this in one shot here. The following players were voted out this week in Survivor history. Mm-hmm. Here are the people that were voted out. We had Brad Culpepper, Bubba Sampson, Drew Christie, Elise Yumimoto, Jeremy Crawford, Stephanie Favor, and Vince Mawa. Of these 9 players, 3 of them were voted out in votes in which at least 3 people received votes. The other 6 were voted out in tribal councils where 2 people received votes.
Okay.
So what you're going to have to do, you're going to have to pick the 3 out of those 9 that were voted out.
3 out of 9, not over Brad Culpepper's math. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, there's 4 out of 9. Math. Yeah. So you have to pick the 3 people out of those 9.
Can you give me the list again?
Sure. We had Brad Culpepper, Bubba Sampson, Drew Christie, Elise Yumimoto, Jeremy Crawford, Stephanie Favor, Vince Mawa. Okay. And this is Brad from Blood versus Water, by the way. Obviously, he was not voted out of Game Changers.
Okay, so give me... Was that 9 people?
That was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, that was 7. Huh. Guess what?
Not
Rob?
Even 8.
I meant to do more. But okay, this is your odds have increased, Rob.
Okay. You're saying
your odds has increased.
3 and 9, and they only give me 7 names.
Okay. Hey, no, look, I can't count, and that sometimes benefits you, it sometimes hurts you.
Kalish math trumps Culpepper math. Okay. All right. For so sure. 3 people here. There were multiple 3 different people that got votes at the tribal council.
In which this person was voted out of their season, yes. So you have to give me the 3.
Okay.
You have to then lock it in. You got to get it right on your first try because you didn't get a perfect score in the first game. So you have to get it right. You have to get it right here. And we'll still continue playing. If you miss one, I'll tell you how many people you have wrong.
All right. Then also do tiebreak votes count?
It's the amount of people that got votes at the tribal council.
All right. All right.
I know why you're asking that.
Yes. All right. So let's just talk this through. Okay. So the Brad Culpepper won. So I think that it's Caleb ends up putting his votes on Brad. And then Vetus switched his votes. So... they were going to vote for what? Vote for Sierra and they flipped it. I'm trying to think if it was like a third person. But I don't know if it was just like a straight up that they flipped. Okay. I don't think it was Stephanie Favor. Correct me if I'm wrong. Stephanie Favor is from Survivor Cook Islands.
That is Cook Islands, yes.
Okay.
Loves mashed potatoes.
She loves mashed potatoes. I feel like she was in a small tribe when that happened. But okay, I know it was not Jeremy Crawford. I'm going to take him off the list. I don't think it was Jeremy Crawford. Elise, that is possible. You said Drew Christie?
Drew Christie.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that was a crazy tribal council. A lot of stuff going on. So I think Drew Christie is definitely one of the people. Bubba, I'm going to say hidden immunity idol era. I don't think that Bubba and Rory were going in opposite directions. It's possible somebody put a vote on Rory just it's like, hey, watch your back, Rory. But I'm going to say not Bubba. Boy, Vince, that could have been a crazy tribal council. Elise, might have been a crazy tribal council. I feel like that her and I'm going to say that it was not Elise. I think that her and Ozzy voted one way, and then Keith and Whitney flipped the vote with Cochran and Papa Bear and Jim Rice to go the other way. I think that's how it was. Unless did Keith and Whitney just like vote for a different person to make the other side have enough? Because then they say like, oh, we didn't vote for her. I'll say that Brad Culpepper wasn't. So the Vince vote, that's a big tribe. I could see that have been. So I'm going to say Drew Christie, Vince, and I guess it's coming down to between Stephanie Favor and Elise. And I'm going to say, boy, that Stephanie vote might have been weird. I know that it was Keith and Whitney who did something. I don't know where they put their votes. I'm going to say Stephanie. Okay, Drew, Stephanie, Vince. Final answer.
So locking it in.
Lock it in.
Out of the three.
Yeah.
You have two correct.
Okay. Is it Elise, not Stephanie?
It's Elise. So Stephanie Favor, you were actually wrong about it being a small tribe. It was a big tribe, but it was a 7-1 vote. Mm-hmm. So Stephanie Favor, her tribe wanted her to get the mashed potatoes, which she so desired.
They did her dirty. Yeah,
they really did her dirty. That was bad. One of the biggest miscommunications leading to a vote in Survivor, I think. Mm-hmm. So the Drew Christie, four people got votes there. It was a 5-2 to 1-1 vote where Drew, of course, was voted out. Julie McGee, Keith, and Kelly all got votes. The Elise vote, you were right that Whitney and Keith did something weird. They voted for Dawn. Cochran also got two votes, and Elise got three. And then the Vince, you were correct with. Five people voted for Vince. Karishma, who seemed to get votes at every pre-merge tribal council, got three. Vince actually voted for Tom Laidlaw, the first Canadian to ever play Survivor. So you get 2 points on that game. Unfortunately, you were a point short of the win. You did very well, but Twitter's been telling me I'm taking it too easy on you, Rob. I have to make the winning parameters tougher. So
Okay. Unfortunately
you did not win, but let's, hopefully people were playing along. I'm sure you did better than a lot of people.
I didn't win the game.
No, you got it in two. You had to get it in one, Rob, because you didn't have a perfect score on the first game.
Oh my God.
I mean, I think you did well. I mean, look, if Twitter, look, I am very,
SATs? Who knows more about this stuff than me?
I didn't win. Shannon Gates.
What the freaking hell?
Okay. I mean, look. Again, I'm just reacting to Twitter telling me that I'm taking it too easy. I'm giving you second chances on everything. Survivor second chances. But based on the number of points that you needed, you were. And again, my math could be off. You could have won. I don't know.
All right, Jordan Kalish. All right. Hey, look, anytime you could do a 20-minute Twitch segment after the exit interview, you got to do it, right?
Hey, we love it. Yeah, look, it's always a success. When we go longer than redacted, it's a success.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Jordan, what's coming up for you?
Nothing much. We got, again, the Survivor viewing parties as always. Over the weekend, I got to be on Puya's stream playing Goose Goose Duck, which was a lot of fun. I hope everyone checked
number
out
number 100.
Yeah, it was great crew. We had a lot of really, really fun players. I got to learn a new game. I had never really played Goose Goose Duck before. I had only played Among Us. So it was fun. A lot of roles, kind of like sort of like Mafia on steroids, which I appreciate as someone who likes to host Mafia on steroids. Hope everyone liked the B&B from last week. I hope you keep listening to all the Survivor podcasts we have available. They're great. That's what we got.
All right. Thank you so much, Jordan. I'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. Jordan Kalish back once again to talk about this week in Survivor history. There's plenty more Survivor coverage where that came from. Of course, I'll have the Survivor Feedback Show coming up tonight, and then all of our other Survivor shows that are in the Survivor podcast feed, the B&B, Why Lindsay Lost, Survivor Global, the Stockwatch, the Purple Pants podcast, Survivor News Edition. You could hear all that when you are subscribed to our Survivor podcast feed at robinsonwebsite.com/survivorfeed. Thank you so much for joining us here today for the exit interview. I'll be back with the Feedback Show later on tonight. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.